Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's program, lesson number 2 of week number 38, studying Mark chapter 10. As we get started in today's study, these reminders. For all of our free materials, click the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. At that page, you will find links to audio and video files, print materials, ebooks, Bible reading schedules, links to all of these IGH 260 broadcasts, links to our Bible study courses, and much more. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. Text IGHFREE to 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. You will also find that series featured at our Facebook page, facebook.com/internationalgospelhour. To study the Bible by mail, call us toll-free at this number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson Bible study series. Or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. Remember, if you missed any of our IGH 260 broadcasts, you will always find them available to freely listen to and or freely download at internationalgospelhour.com/IGH260. Tune in again today and every day. Let's return to our study of Mark 10. We nearly completed the expanded outline of the chapter as our last broadcast ended. We will finish that outline and then we will begin our verse-by-verse, thought-by-thought study of that text. Mark chapter 10, 41 through 45. The Sons of Zebedee's Request, Part 2, The Other Disciples' Response, Jesus' Message, The Difference Between Rulers and Servants. In verse 41, the remaining disciples heard what James and John said, and they were quite upset about it. Verse 42, Jesus called the disciples to himself, and Jesus said to them, "The rulers in the Gentile world exercise power over others. Those who are great have authority." Verse 43, "But that's not what it should be like among you. Whoever wants to be great should be everyone's servant." Verse 44, "And whoever wants to be first should be everyone's slave." Verse 45, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10, 46 through 52, The Healing of Blind Bartimaeus. Verse 46, Jesus and the disciples traveled to Jericho. As Jesus went out of Jericho, along with the disciples, as well as with a large crowd, a blind man named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road, and he was begging. Verse 47, when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he cried out and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 48, many who heard Bartimaeus warned him to be quiet, but Bartimaeus cried out even more, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 49, Jesus stopped, and Jesus directed that Bartimaeus be called. They called for him, telling him to be of good cheer. "Rise, he is calling you." Verse 50, Bartimaeus threw off his garment, got up, and went to Jesus. Verse 51, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus replied, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Verse 52, Jesus spoke to Bartimaeus and said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus was able to see immediately, and Bartimaeus followed Jesus along the road. That completes our expanded outline of Mark 10. Let's start our verse-by-verse, thought-by-thought study of the chapter. Mark chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus traveled to Judea. The multitudes followed him again. Jesus taught them again. Jesus left Capernaum, the last place that he was preaching in Mark chapter 9, and he traveled to Judea. As they always did, multitudes followed Jesus. And as he always did, Jesus taught the multitudes. He was, as this text tells us, accustomed to do so. Luke 4:16 uses the same term to tell us that it was Jesus' custom to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. According to Acts 17:2, it was also Paul's custom to visit the synagogue on the Sabbath, the difference being that Paul went there after Christ's earthly manifestation of his kingdom, that is, after Christ's church began, so that he, Paul, could teach his fellow Jews about Jesus the Messiah. As we have observed many times before, Jesus was an itinerant preacher, teacher, and healer. So, we should not be surprised to see that Jesus was on the road again, as Mark chapter 10, verse 1 opens. Here, Jesus was on the move from Capernaum, what seems to be his home base in the northern province of Galilee, near the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus was moving to the southern province of Judea. Jesus evidently went through the Transjordan area first on his way to Judea. The details of that are chronicled in Matthew's record, Matthew 19, starting in verse 1. The wording in this translation, that Jesus came to the region of Judea by the other side of the Jordan, seems to indicate that Jesus came to Judea through, that is, by going through the Transjordan region. The Transjordan area, also referred to as the other side of the Jordan, could refer to either the west side of the Jordan River or the east side of the Jordan River, depending on the context, namely the perspective of the writer and or the narrative at that point. In this setting, it would have referred to the east side of the Jordan River. The style of writing employed here indicates that the first place mentioned in Jesus' travel was the objective, that is, the last place that he was heading, so that Judea was the target, the destination. Jesus then, according to what Matthew said, and according to the style of writing used here, went through the Transjordan area, also called Perea, in order to get to Judea. We will witness the same thing in the opening verse of the following chapter, Mark 11, verse 1. Again, the final destination was mentioned first, rather than last. In that context, Jesus traveled through Bethphage and Bethany en route to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, mentioned first, was the last place on that journey, that is, Jesus' destination city. As we have seen many times throughout Matthew's Gospel, and up to this point in Mark's Gospel, Jesus was followed by multitudes. That has been the case consistently since the beginning of his public ministry, starting in Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and following. And as Jesus traveled, and as multitudes followed after him in his travels, Jesus was always preaching and teaching to them. Nothing in the immediate context of Mark 10, verse 1, tells us what Jesus was teaching them, at least not on this occasion. Something worthy of consideration before we continue. Keener notes that most teachers who taught in public did so in specific localities. Only figures popular with the masses drew such crowds as Jesus did wherever they went. And these popular teachers would naturally arouse the envy of many local professional scholars and the discomfort of the authorities. End of citation by Keener. Note then that the traveling model of Jesus had several aspects, several dimensions to it. First, Jesus traveled to reach as large an audience as possible. Second, Jesus traveled widely because of the time factor. Jesus knew that he would not be living on this earth very long. Thus, Jesus knew that his earthly ministry was short. Third, Jesus traveled not just to reach a large audience, but to reach a rather diverse audience. Without going into detail, Jesus not only drew audiences from a large area of Palestine, noted by some as roughly equivalent to the borders of the land of Israel during the time of David and Solomon, Jesus also visited different areas throughout the land. Jesus preached throughout Galilee, obviously, where he started his public ministry, but also Tyre and Sidon, areas not usually associated as being Jewish strongholds. He preached in the Transjordan area, in Judea, and in Jerusalem, and as we see in John chapter 4, in Samaria as well. Fourth, what we see here adds another dimension, the attention that Jesus generated, because he either went to diverse areas or because large crowds from those diverse areas followed him, triggered the scrutiny of the political and the religious leaders of the day. Jesus, as we have often seen, and as we are about to see in this immediate context, was under the constant watchful eyes of both political and religious leaders. They wanted to know where he was, who he was with, what he was teaching, how much buzz Jesus generated, what the people who followed him thought and said, and perhaps most importantly, what Jesus said about themselves, that is, about the political and religious leaders themselves. Did Jesus denounce them? Did Jesus challenge their authority? Was Jesus a threat to the delicate balance and stability that Palestine enjoyed at this period in time? All of these questions, as we near the end of the gospel records, come into play as Jesus was accused of sedition, of upsetting the religious political balance as it was, of creating such turmoil that even Rome might come and take away, or at least adjust, what was then a relatively peaceful and calm existence. Fifth, and very much related to that fourth dimension that we just noted, when people either came to Jesus in crowds or in small groups or individually, or when Jesus traveled to teach crowds or in small groups or individually, we often encounter the same type of response. Witnesses of Jesus preaching, teaching, and healing often told others about what they saw and what they heard. We witnessed that first in Matthew 4:23-25, a text that sums up what we have noted about Jesus' constant teaching travels and their impact on the nation of Israel. That text reads, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him, from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan." In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Mark chapter 10. This reminder as we close, to begin our free online Bible study, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.